Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 315, dated the 1st of January, 2024. Happy New Year. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. Well, we've got a big crowd here tonight, two of us. Hi, Mark. I think I'm going to skip reading the rest of the script here and just kind of see if anybody shows up. I suppose the obvious topic for this week will be, like, New Year's resolutions. Do you have any plans for the new year, ham radio plans?
Thank you, Wayne. KQ4MRI, Mark M. Cornett here. Happy New Year to you and to everyone who is listening. Probably still some people tuning in via and on radio, if not joining us on the net. So 2024 plans. I already have some ham-related plans together. I think I've mentioned I'm taking my general license exam, and then my local club is also going to be doing a couple of events for the North American CUSO party. So in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be attending the CW event that they're putting on. I don't know any code really, so I am willing to learn, and there are people there who are willing to teach me, so I'm going to check that out. It's also going to be some days for RTTY and single sideband, so looking forward to those. I'm taking a few classes at my makerspace, learn how to use the 3D printers. I have a couple of ideas there. And get the certification to use their electronics equipment, like the soldering stuff and the reflow oven and the other cool stuff they have there. So that should keep me busy for January at least. But other than that, just looking forward to continuing to explore ham radio and expand my skill set and expand my usefulness, and looking forward to continuing to participate with the SDF Amateur Radio Club. So with that, I'll send it back to you, Wayne, KQ4MII.
Okay, fine business. I don't have any specific plans, just kind of continuing to do the same old stuff. I'll think of something interesting to try. On your final note there, we'll have to get you set up to be an alternate net control someday. Look forward to that. And I still don't see any new check-ins, so which kind of suits me actually. My family is having kind of a gathering tomorrow, about 160 miles away, and so I'm planning to drive down there tonight. And if I can leave a little bit earlier, then that means I get there a little bit earlier. Anyway, so I guess we can just kind of sit here and wait for somebody to show up, and then call it a net in about 15 minutes, I think.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't have any plans to get to tonight or tomorrow, so I can stick around for a while. So I've noticed that, we are past Zulu UTC New Year, so happy New Year to everybody who's on UTC. It will be New Year here in U.S. Eastern in a little under 5 hours, I guess a little under 6 hours for you out in Illinois. And I know we have friends and SDF members and listeners around the world. Our Australian friends, of course, had New Year's several hours ago. They always show that on the local news, what was the fireworks in Sydney and all that. So, 2024 should be, I always try to look at it that, it's going to be a good year because it has to be better than last year. Not that last year was bad, but you just kind of want to keep moving forward and this was particularly important during the COVID years. You know, 2020 was a pretty, what did the Queen call it, the annus horribilis, the worst year on record for a lot of people. But things did get better, and 24 will bring a lot of challenges and a lot of opportunities and a lot of hopefully better times for everybody. So I just prefer to stay optimistic, because being pessimistic makes me not feel very good. So anyway, if there's anybody who's sticking around listening to an On Radio After Snow Dusk show, hey, thanks for listening to me and Wayne Yap for a little while. I've enjoyed being part of this net for the last couple of months. I guess it was November when I got licensed. So, I would be interested in perhaps becoming an alternate net control at some point, so we can work on that in the new year as well. Thank you for MII.
Okay. Yes, I agree. There's not much point in getting too pessimistic. It just brings you down. You can't necessarily change the world around you, but you can change your attitude about it. So, there. Oh, hello, Michael, VE6UX. I don't know if you've been listening to Anon Radio, but it's just you and Mark and me tonight. Happy New Year, by the way. And I guess the topic this week is resolutions, if you have any, for the coming year. So you have the floor if you want it.
Yeah, AB9FJ, VE6UX. Almost wasn't able to make it here. I bought the family a 65-inch TV for Christmas, and what was hooked up to my computer that did the sound for Echo Link was my sound bar from my last it was actually the sound for my computer all along. And of course I logged in about 22 and just before I had to have something to eat, and found out I had no audio output coming here, and there's no way to feed the audio from my my workstation, my DAW, into Echo Link. And as I was eating my dinner, I realized, oh, I can just turn the speakers back on my monitor. So I managed to get that done 3 minutes into the net, VE6UX.
All right, that's good. Better late than never. I think we're probably going to close up the net early tonight. I've got some driving to do afterwards, so I'm okay with it being a short net. And I guess everybody's out celebrating, partying, and they'll be back next week, I guess.
Every likelihood. I have to go pick up my first harmonic from work. I don't want them to suffer having to drive or deal with transit on New Year's Eve. It's probably bad enough as it is without having all the people that are going out to parties, and I hope transit is busy. I think it runs all night tonight, so at least some people can get home without driving. And I hope I don't run into a check stop or two on the way there, because I'm not accounting for it in my timing. Not that I ever will drink, drive, or take some of the medication I take and drive. Everybody's somebody's child, and I wouldn't want to be responsible for them. VE6UX.
Okay, yes, that's a good plan. So, I figure if we hang around for 5 more minutes, that could allow room for latecomers to join us, then we can call it a wrap it up. So, let's see if Mark wants to add something.
KQ4 MII. Yeah, I guess I just wanted to echo what was just said about everyone being careful tonight. I remember this was one of the nights that my local police department would set up a checkpoint near my house when I lived in Maryland, and they would catch a fair number of people doing things that they should not be doing while driving. So, yes, don't drink and drive. Don't smoke marijuana and drive. Don't do anything stupid and drive. In fact, just don't drive, you know. If you have a transit system that's open late, do that. Get a ride with somebody. I was in an accident many years ago with a driver who I presumed to be drunk. It put me in the hospital for 2.5 weeks. It was not fun. Obviously, I'm still here and I survived. But given the choice between being part of something like that and not being part of it, obviously I'm going to not be part of it. But enough preaching. I think, like I said, here in D.C., the Metro is open later than usual tonight, and there's a deal, I think, for free Uber rides. It's being sponsored by somebody. So, but none of this is really relevant to me because I'm just going to be boring and basic and stay home. I've got a local net that I'm going to check into at the bottom of the hour, and then after that, I have no idea. I'll probably just listen to the radio and probably watch some of the Times Square thing when it comes on. Speaking of things I don't ever want to be part of, Times Square and the Las Vegas Strip are the two places I have been where I felt claustrophobic outdoors. So say no more on that. But I'm just taking up time here, so I will wrap it up and say Happy New Year to everybody, and hope to be, as I said, you know, continue to be part of this net and to see it continue to grow and continue to grow my own self in 2024. So Happy New Year, everybody. KQ4MII.
Okay. Michael in the chat says that free transit here, and I think that's Calgary, Alberta, until 4 a.m. Noise will likely wake us up around midnight. Yeah. Oh, wow. I probably won't be here, but some of my neighbors like to set off fireworks and then occasionally firearms, I think. So, but anyway, they won't wake me up here, but I'll be at my brother's house at midnight. And this is the first time I've been there on New Year's Eve, so we'll find out what his neighbors are like. So, it's about 15:15 the hour. So let me see if I need to say anything from the script here. Not really. So I'll just say that, I'll have one final round. If you have anything to say, please give me your call sign. Otherwise, I'm going to close the net.
V6UX. Everybody have a blessed New Year. I talked to John earlier. I see he's not online. His son just arrived back in Great Britain for another 2 years on whatever his AI project is. And everybody seems to be doing good that I've chatted with so far. So may each and every one of you have a really blessed New Year, and may it be better than the last V6UX.
Have you heard from Reg?
No, but the people that that do call him every once in a while said he's doing okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for the info, and thanks for joining us, you and Mark both. I'll say this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at, let's call it 0016. If you would like to, anyway, this is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, saying 73.
KQ4MII, 73, everybody. Happy New Year. Bring on 2024. Out.